Hello, everyone. This is Mike, and welcome to the latest episode of DevRel AI Radio. Today is March 24th, 2025, and it's a beautiful Monday. I hope you're all having a great start to the week. Are you ready for some fantastic insights? Today, I've got five amazing articles lined up for you, all centered around the ever-evolving world of developer relations. So let's jump right in. To kick things off, our first article is titled "The Supabase Influence on My DevRel Mental Model." The author shares their personal experience with their first deep dive conversation about developer relations with John Myers from Supabase. This dialogue turned out to be foundational for their understanding of DevRel. They further discussed their journey with the SupaSquad, a group of enthusiastic supporters of Supabase, where they've been contributing code, building community packages, creating technical tutorials, and organizing meetups. Isn't that exciting? The author highlights how the philosophy of Supabase has influenced their own understanding of DevRel, especially given the platform's rising popularity and the positive impact it has fostered. Now let's break down what DevRel actually is. It's a link between developers who use a product and the developers who build that product. The role of DevRel professionals is incredibly essential in developer-centric products. They communicate feedback to product teams, convey the value of the product to developers, and maintain documentation while nurturing a community. What a vital role they play. Moreover, the article dives into the reasons why DevRel is so necessary, such as facilitating easier access to products for users, enhancing user satisfaction, and increasing product recognition. DevRel stands on three fundamental pillars: developer advocacy, developer experience, and community management. The author emphasizes that, unlike sales or marketing, DevRel is closer to technical support, with the collaboration between DevRel and support teams proving to be highly effective. In the end, the author reflects on their experience working with multiple organizations' DevRel teams. They express the joy of understanding target users while honing their technical skills to support the community. And that, my friends, is what makes DevRel truly fascinating. Now, moving on to our second article titled, "What is Developer Relations and Why is it Important?" This piece articulates how developer relations serves as a bridge between companies and developers. The primary aim is to respond to developers' challenges, offer resources, and facilitate collaboration. It revolves around three main pillars: education, advocacy, and community. The educational aspect involves supporting developers in understanding the proper usage of a product, while advocacy ensures that developers' feedback is taken back to the product teams. The community pillar allows developers to connect with each other in valuable ways. DevRel directly impacts how developers accept a company's products, building trust and promoting growth in the open source and community space. As a consequence, organizations become more attractive to developers, ultimately encouraging the usage of their products. For example, in companies providing API services, aspects like integration ease, support levels, and feedback responsiveness significantly impact product usage and recommendations from developers. Interestingly, as technology advances, there's a notion that AI-generated content may replace DevRel teams. However, the essence of DevRel lies in building relationships and trust within developer communities. A background in programming is crucial for effective communication and understanding the challenges faced by developers. Next up, we have an enlightening article titled "Remote Synthesis: Your DevRel Questions Answered." Finally, here, the author utilizes their 15 years of experience to answer various questions and opinions regarding DevRel. Firstly, the piece mentions that DevRel should ideally operate from a standalone organization, such as a CTO office, rather than being part of marketing or product departments. This independence clarifies how DevRel contributes to the company's core objectives. The author recommends activities like blogging, creating video content, organizing events, managing communities, and creating comprehensive documentation as crucial areas for DevRel to engage in, with a special emphasis on content-driven strategies yielding high returns on investment. However, event management has its risks, so cautious approaches are advised. Additionally, the article reflects on how to correctly measure DevRel's success. Rather than focusing solely on qualitative outcomes, the author suggests evaluating outputs like the number of contents produced without aiming for increasing traffic. When exploring whether DevRel is marketing, both sectors have overlaps. However, they conclude that DevRel should not be viewed as a mere component of marketing. As for career paths within DevRel, the author indicates that while there might be limitations in promotions, transitioning to other roles such as product managers or sales engineers is quite feasible. In the current climate, DevRel is affected by the overall contraction within the tech industry, with previous experiences suggesting that re-employment often follows temporary layoffs. Nonetheless, they caution that while there's a significant investment in AI, a swift recovery in the DevRel job market isn't guaranteed. Onwards to our fourth feature, understanding developer relations, the bridge between companies and developers. This piece delves deeper into how developer relations specializes in building and nurturing relationships between developers within tech companies, existing at the intersection of engineering, community engagement, and marketing. The goal of DevRel surpasses mere product promotion. It's about fostering a supportive environment for developers and building lasting relationships. The core areas of DevRel embody developer advocacy, community management, and technical content and education. DevRel professionals harness direct engagement with developers to gather essential feedback leading to tech improvements. They create opportunities for learning and gathering through community management, organizing events, and offering workshops. Educationally, crafting informative documentation and tutorials is a key responsibility to ensure that developers can utilize the technology effectively. DevRel plays an indispensable role in accelerating product adoption, bolstering trust and loyalty amongst developers, providing actionable feedback for product enhancement, and building competitive advantages. The author opines that organizations prioritizing meaningful DevRel investment will thrive in the long run, emphasizing that DevRel is about the people, not just the technology. All in all, investing in meaningful relationships with developers is vital for driving innovation in the future. Last but not least, we wrap things up with the article, Getting Started on DevRel. This piece sheds light on the integral function of developer relations in acting as a bridge between companies and developer communities, focusing on enhancing the experience developers have while using a company's products or services. It outlines the fundamental roles and significance of DevRel. The three primary divisions of a developer within DevRel include developer experience engineering, which enhances developer productivity and satisfaction through API design, documentation improvement, and seamless interaction with products. Next is developer marketing, aiming at monitoring user trends and conducting competitive analysis alongside promotional efforts for developer tools. Lastly, community management emphasizes building and nurturing developer communities through online forums and hackathons. Moreover, the article discusses responsibilities like supporting developer learning and resource creation, promoting partnerships within the ecosystem, and addressing internal developer experience as an essential area of focus. The foundational pillars of DevRel are education, advocacy, and community building. Notably, in startup environments, early career professionals often wear multiple hats, so flexibility is an essential characteristic in DevRel careers. Many experts even start their journeys from software engineering and gradually expand their knowledge across various domains. Looking forward, the futures of DevRel will be shaped by emerging technologies such as AI and blockchain. As companies push for product adoption, DevRel professionals must adapt to these trends while growing alongside their communities. Wow, what an insightful lineup today. Just to quickly recap what we discussed, we explored our first article about Supabase's influence on DevRel, continued with an overview of DevRel's significance in bridging developers and companies, moved into answers on common DevRel questions, delved into understanding the core functions of DevRel, and concluded with a guide on starting a career in DevRel. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful journey through developer relations. It's been a blast sharing these insights with you today. I can't wait to meet you again next time. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring the world of DevRel. Take care and see you soon.